Why wasn't the day of Christ's resurrection the last day, the end of days? When the Lord Jesus rose from the dead and revealed his glory over sin and death, why didn't the final judgment come at that very moment? After all, his mission was complete. He had accomplished the Paschal mystery, the Passover which liberates from the grave all those who are united to him by faith, hope, and love. So why not simply use that moment to bring about the new heavens and the new earth? In another form, this was the question on the minds of the apostles on the day of Christ's ascension, when they asked, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" But they did not get the answer they hoped for. "It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority." But even if the kingdom was not to come finally and fully at Christ's resurrection or ascension, we should still wonder, what's he waiting for? Well, for starters, consider this. If the resurrection or ascension of Christ had been the last day, you and I would never have existed and could have no place in the kingdom. And neither would any of the billions of people who have come to be in these last two millennia, nor the many other billions of people yet to be born before the last day. Moreover, as St. Paul put it in his letter to the Romans, until the full number of the Gentiles come to Christ, and then the children of Israel receive the Messiah with saving faith, there is still work to be done. And that work is the evangelization of the entire human race. "Go into the whole world," says the Lord, "and proclaim the gospel to every creature." My friends, the church rejoices today in the great commission given to us by the Savior at his final appearance after the resurrection. St. Luke, who wrote both the gospel which bears his name and the Acts of the Apostles, tells us in today's first reading that in his gospel, he dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. In other words, during the 40 days after his resurrection, the Lord Jesus continued to teach the apostles, just as he had done during the 3 years of his public ministry. And his purpose in those 40 days was to help the apostles deepen their faith in him, to understand more fully the meaning of his resurrection, and to prepare them for their mission to the nations. But during the 40 days, Christ appeared not only to the 12 apostles, he also revealed himself to hundreds of other disciples. And in this way, Christ was preparing the young church for the task of preaching the gospel to the ends of the earth. It is interesting to note that not one of the four gospels mentions a post-resurrection visit of the Lord Jesus to his own mother. Should we conclude from this silence that after he rose from the dead, Christ did not visit his own mother? Not at all. St. Paul tells us, for example, that the risen Lord appeared to 500 disciples at one time, but that event is not mentioned in any of the four Gospels, meaning that not everything done by Christ during the 40 days is recorded in Holy Scripture. An ancient tradition holds that the very first person to see the risen Lord on Easter Sunday was the Blessed Virgin Mary. And it is not difficult to believe that in those 40 days he was often with his mother, healing the wounds she took with him and for him at the foot of the cross, and preparing her for one final separation of mother and son before their everlasting reunion at the throne of grace. But that blessed union is not meant only for mother and son. Indeed, all who accept the Lord Jesus in the obedience of faith are destined to share his glory forever and to bring about this communion of all the children of God with their Redeemer. Christ tells his apostles, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When he had said this, Luke concludes, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. But in leaving, he was also remaining. As St. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, Christ ascended far above the heavens that he might fill all things. The ascension of the Lord Jesus to his Father and their sending of the Spirit allow Christ to be present to every human person in every time and place in the most intimate of all possible ways. And so even as he departs, he remains with us in the Holy Scriptures and in the sacraments, above all, in the most holy Eucharist, in which he gives us his flesh and blood as real food and drink, the medicine of immortality, food for the journey, and the pledge of future glory. My friends, the Lord Jesus continually calls us to conversion and remains with us even now in word and sacrament. From the day of Christ's ascension until the last day, whenever that should be, we are summoned by Christ into his church at our baptism. And then, having been called, we are sent in faith, hope, and love to fulfill the Great Commission. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.